Proclamation number 5630, dated the March 19th, 1953. Spiritual turning point. Alteration of this earth. Don't entertain false hopes and expect a turn for the better on this earth by thinking that people's spiritual nature could improve and that a life of faith and love might be recognizable on earth again. This earth will not experience a spiritual change in people anymore, yet the spiritual turning point is about to happen. And thus the earth will become a different one. But first it will undergo a change, a transformation, and the spiritual level of the human race which will then populate this new earth will be high. But anyone who believes and hopes that the people on earth will still change, that another era is dawning on this earth, is very much mistaken and not very familiar with God's plan of salvation, in which the earth's transformation serves other purposes than just a spiritual and highly evolved human generation. It is also intended to further the advancement of the spiritual substances which are still bound in the material form and thus start a new period of salvation or development which first necessitates a transformation of the Earth's external structure. Humanity's spiritualization on Earth would, in fact, also correspond to this divine plan of salvation and also be beneficial for the still bound spiritual substances in the works of creation. But in view of people's present spiritual low level, a change cannot be expected from them anymore. They are completely controlled by matter and ignore their spiritual development. Hence they strive ever more towards the abyss and thereby bring about the end themselves. A disintegration of the earthly creation, a release of everything that is bound within and their own banishment into solid matter in the new creations of earth. Hence a teaching which upholds that a spiritual change is yet to happen on this earth is wrong, even though a spiritual turning point is in sight. People, however, don't want to believe in a destruction or an end of this earth. This thought is totally incomprehensible to them, but since, on the other hand, they are convinced that a change is about to happen, they expect this turn of events to be for the better. Yet the fact that people lack belief in a forthcoming end of the earth has a negative effect, for if they believed it, they would truly make better use of their time. They would live consciously, that is, they would try to live up to divine will in the realization that only their own change of nature would protect them from the fate of also becoming embedded into the new creation. People are lacking knowledge and faith, and both can seldom be convincingly conveyed to them. Nevertheless, they receive enough indications, although it is up to their free will whether they allow themselves to be impressed by them. They certainly suspect or feel that they're approaching significant occurrences, but never want to believe that these occurrences will be so drastic that one earthly period comes to an end and a new one begins, although they would be able to believe it if people would care to love, if they gave their suffering fellow human beings the kind of love which would result in their own enlightenment. Then they would realize the hour they live in, and nothing they are told about the approaching end would be doubtful to them anymore. Amen.